You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So this is one of the years that we have that Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Parshas HaChodesh fall together. The pretty rare occurrence, even though we had it once this year, of three secret Torah coming out. Because we really have three events going on. A regular Shabbos, we have the Rosh Chodesh, and we have Parshas HaChodesh. Now, what I want to really focus on today is understanding what is really Parshas HaChodesh all about. Because if you think about it for a second, it seems to be a Parshas HaChodesh is very odd. We have four Parshas, four legs of Parshas that we have doing what? The month of Adar. We have the Parsha of Shkolim. So that's a simple understanding why we read Shkolim. Shkolim is to remind us to bring the money to Beis Hamikdash, because you start bringing the money in on Nisan. Good. Then you have Zachar, it's a deraisa to remember Moloch. Then you have Paro, that's a discussion, is it deraisa or not deraisa. But you speak about a time. And then you speak about a Chodesh. What is a Chodesh? A Chodesh is a Lechem Rosh Chodesh. It speaks about the beginning that Shmuel told Moshe Rabbeinu to do Kiddush HaChodesh. That's number one. And number two is that it says the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Why would you read that? Do we ever read? Do we read before, when we get to, before Chodesh Tishrei, we start reading about the mitzvahs of Shofar and the Lulav? We don't do that. Do we read the mitzvah of Bikurim before Shavuos? Oh, I'm yuck to read. I'm reading now, but the Korban Pesach before Chodesh. Why? What's the point here? Now, it's even stronger than that. Because we know, it's clear, we spoke about it here in the past, and the Arba Parshiyos are all related to what? To the month of Adar. How do we know that it has to do with the month of Adar? Because the month of Adar, we know there's a mandama that holds that you should read the four Parshiyos not in Adar base, when you have a Ibriya, when you have a leap year, but in Adar Aleph. Adar Aleph? Yeah, because he holds the main Adar is the first Adar. We don't say like that, we say the second Adar. So, Bishama, you're reading Zachar before Purim, understood? You're reading a Chodesh that speaks about Pesach and Chodesh Nisan in Adar Aleph? In other words, why does that have to do with Adar? Why does it do with the process of Adar? Parshas HaChodesh. Finally, Rashi Megillah says, has a question. So the order, the sequence that we have is not in order. Because Bishop of Shkolim Zohar, okay, he doesn't have a problem with that. But he brings the name of the Yerushalmi. The Parshas HaChodesh is referring to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Parshas Por HaAdumo, when was that given to Am Yisrael? Por HaAdumo. The second day it was given, the time the Mishkan was built, it was done on Beis Nisan. Because they built the Mishkan on Nisan. The next day they bring the Parah. So if so, Parah should come after HaChodesh. Should mention HaChodesh Nisan first. Then Por HaAdumo should get the day later. That's a question of Rashi and Rosham. And it says Rashi, Peshita Rasam Shel Yisrael, because it's the purity of Am Yisrael. That's what Rashi saying. Yes, Rashi said a good question. You want one of the Paraduma, you go to Paraduma because after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, speaks about Rosh Chodesh first, then Paraduma. You say no, Paraduma is a Tara. So what? I didn't tell you not to do it. She told you about a different order. Yeah, but we did bring Por HaAdumo after. Yeah, Korban Pesach will come later. In other words, you tell me to do Korban Pesach. No, you have Rashi referring to Chodesh Lechem Rosh Chodesh. It says Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, tell me about the mitzvah Pesach. I mean, Por HaAdumo doesn't say because Pesach isn't said in it, and I want to say Pesach after Por HaAdumo. That's what Rashi says. What does Rashi say? But to answer all this, once we want to repeat the story that we mentioned here in the past, I studied from the Rebbe on which appears at Sal regarding the four Parshas. What is the idea of the four Parshas? What are we trying to achieve with the four Parshas? And we'll start before that with the idea of HaChodesh is Lechem Rosh Chodesh. It's the Parsha that we're reading. We know HaChodesh is Lechem Rosh Chodesh is Mitzvah Rishayna Shetzav Yisrael. The first Mitzvah of Yisrael God is what? HaChodesh is Lechem Rosh Chodesh. How do we know that? Rashi, beginning of Chumash. Mahamish, beginning of Chumash. Rashi says, began from a chodesh zilachem rosh chodesh. Why? She mitzvah rishayin shitzav b'Yisrael. That's the first mitzvah of Yisrael. So why do we start before? Rashi says, "Oh pshat, koyach ma'aseh v'gilamoy." That's lem nachas goyim. The Yisrael should have an answer to the goyim that will say, "Why did you take away our land?" Okay, but really, what's the mitzvah of shitzav b'Yisrael? Says Rashi, defines Rashi. The first mitzvah is the Yav Rosh Chodesh. They have Rosh Chodesh and Nisan is the first. Why is that the first mitzvah? Is it more appropriate to give the first mitzvah? The first mitzvah is Amelech Hashem Lekecha, which is the first commandment. Do Shabbos, Milo. First mitzvah, Chodesh is Lechem Rosh Chodesh. Why is that the first mitzvah? So the answer is that what's the essence of Chodesh Zechem Rosh Chodesh? What's the beer in the Eimek Adov of Chodesh Zechem Rosh Chodesh? The beer is Am Yisrael are starting to count a new calendar. Not a calendar that's based on the sun, but a calendar that's based on the moon, a lunar calendar. The sun is an annual cycle. There's no months in the solar calendar. In fact, we have some, the Goyish months, January, February, March, it's arbitrary. It's not part of, there's no actual division of 12. The moon, on the other hand, goes based only based on months. Can't based on months. What's the difference between a year and a month? Year is Loshon Shana. Repeat. Yashan. Old. Yashin, sleeping. Chodesh is Lashon of new. Chadash! Chodesh! Renewal! Rebirth! The whole idea of the world is, this world, what's the main fear of the world? Says the Ramban. And Pasha the boy. The Pasha that brings Pasha the Chodesh. What's the main fear? The main fear of the world is Olam Kalim. The world was here forever. It's not a new thing. Why? Because if the world started somewhere, so someone had to have started. And if it started somewhere, it's going somewhere. So it has a beginning, it has a middle, it has an end. There's a tachlis, a nirisha, a niachrin. There's something going on over here. If you say the world has no beginning or end, so then you're saying that what? That the world stands on its own. It didn't start anywhere, it doesn't go anywhere, it's just where it is. If that's the snapshot, so you mean what? Achodesh Zilachem Rosh Chodeshim tells you that there is a purpose to the world, that the world is going somewhere. What Am Yisrael are doing in the world, what is Am Yisrael tachas? Am Zu Yatzai Tili, Ti Lasi Saperu. Am Yisrael is here to carry the fabric of Jboch, to tell the world there's a Shem in the world. That's what they're doing. That's what we're here. Am Yisrael is going to Mitzrayim. It's the coming of the Megal, the Mantis, Sapa, Shmi, Bechol, Haaretz. Hashem is here. The world has a mani. And Am Yisrael starts, and they're screaming out loud, we are the ones that carry the flag of Hashem. How do you start? You have to have a framework. And your framework is, my time is not the time of Shana, Shaina. It's a time of chidush. I'm counting based on the moon. The moon every month starts very small, becomes bigger. The 15th of the month is the biggest. Then it goes down, and then what happens? Reborn. There's a rebirth. It's a chidush. It's chadush. It becomes new. The sun just repeats itself again and again. We are representing a world that has a chidush. We're presenting Hashem a chidush. Presenting ourselves. Am Yisrael knows. Even though we go to goals, even though we're in sorrows, even though things are bleak, things don't seem right, even though we have terrible things going on, at the end of the day, there'll be a chiddush. There'll be something new happening. That's what I'm so scared. That's why this is the mitzvah we share in Yitzhak Yisrael. Because mitzvah we share in Yisrael means that's the framework of where we are. What is Am Yisrael operating in? We have mitzvahs. We're going to go and make a chabad shem shemayim. But what are you operating in? in the concept that there is a, the world is new. The world is new. The Hamasu is new. There's a mahalach. There's a halich. There's a process going from point A to point B. If I have the process, now I can have a process. I can do something in that process. But I do mitzvahs, Torah. But I need to first start with that idea that there is a process. That's the framework I'm showing us. By the way, just an example to this. We know the first maimer, Gemara tells us there's 10 maimers. The world was created with 10 utterance, right? What was the first one? Voracious. Says the Vilna Ve'er, what was created voracious? Time. To start the world, I need to put time. There's no time, there's no world. Am Yisrael starts with their own time, their own calendar. That's a Chodesh HaZalachim HaShchadoshim, the framework of Am Yisrael, which represents renewal, being new. Now that we know this, so now let's go back. When Am Yisrael is being renewed, every year, we know, as they say, we repeat here several times, the Ramchal says it, there's no such thing in Am Yisrael. A, Memorial Day. Meaning, we don't memorize and have a nostalgic moment of what happened in the past. Oh, the good old days. That's not happening. We're always living the present. When you have a Moed, a Chag HaPesach, we're remembering the Pesach that happened 3,000 years ago. Kilu Yatzar Mitzrayim. You go to Mitzrayim now? When you come to Shavuos, you're getting Torah in this generation. Also the opposite. When you go to the 3 weeks, you have Kol Dor, every generation, this which wasn't built, Kilu Necher B'yom. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is clear. There are dim this generation. Sukkot, we're just remembering the Anun Yaakov that was there, but we're actually going to tell them Chanukah burn the same. We're reliving that moment. Every single day. When Am Yisrael get to the being born in Chodesh Nisan, every year, it's another birth. It's starting again in the process of Am Yisrael. Basically, this really happens to every person on his birthday. When a person has a birthday, he has a new beginning, a new start. It's like as if a new birth. That's what happens to Am Yisrael every time they get the Chodesh Nisan. But, says Ramosh, there is something for Am Yisrael that is an addition, another point that makes this birth so important. Why? It says in the Megillah, Megillah Esther, that Haman wrote Svarim, that says what in the Svarim? La'ashmid, la'aroig, u'la'abed, it's called a Yehudim. Kill all the Jews. What happened with these Svarim? Will they ever return?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
No. Esther came in front of the king. Said, please return this Svarim, bring them back. Said, Achashverosh, I'm sorry. Sorry. They stay where they are. So said Esther, what should I do? Write a new Sfarim. But the Sfarim is still there. Chazal tell us in the Medrash, in Sefer HaZayah, when every time it says the word HaMelech in the Megillah refers to who? To Hashem. Ketav Shenichtav Ketav HaMelech. This Ketav that says La'ash La'agul La'abed is Nichta Bechav HaMelech. Kosh Baruch Hu signed it. It says that in Medrash, the Mordechai went up to Shemayim to check. How was it signed? Was it signed with tit? Or was it signed with dam? Signed with cement or was it signed with blood? The blood, you can't return, you can't change it. Tit, there's a way to overcome it. But it was signed there in Shemayim. And the Megillah tells us the remes. Ketav Shechtav Bechav HaMelech Ein La'ashim. Can't get it back. So that decree of La'ashri La'agul Abed that the Jews have in Chodesh Adar is there every year again. It's still there. It was never erased. You understand the Oyin HaKadol. The Hamkus, that there is some decree that says the Jews are coming to an end. Because the Oyin HaKadol is that in a sense, when we're coming to the rebirth, you have to earn the right to be reborn. The cycle of the year starts to mean so that's when Am Yisrael begin. They're born. When it comes to the end of the year, it's gone. You're done. You didn't bring Mashiach. We're not yet. We didn't get the Tachlis. It's over. Oh, you want to be reborn again? You have to earn it. You want to do another one? You have to write new egress. You have the egress that says it's over. You want to start again, you need to have new letters that say that Aristotle can live. That, says Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal, that is the process of every Chodesh Adar. Every Chodesh Adar is what? Fenafoichu. Wasn't Fenafoichu then. Then Fenafoichu. No. Every single year we have to do Fenafoichu. We have to turn around the existing decree of Lahash Lagu Lahabed and turn it for and write new letters to allow us to be alive. How do you turn that around? How do you have a new letters? The answer is through the mitzvahs of Purim and the Arav Pashas. Purim and the Dal Pashas are our avodah to do the Menafoyah. How do I go and turn, tilt around the cycle? It says, Lahash V'Lahag V'Lahab, and I make that into what? Into Chodesh Erevah Chesimcha, Menafoyah. I have to go through the process of the avodah Chodesh Erevah. So Chazal gave us all the process of it. And the process includes Purim with all the mitzvahs of Purim and the Dal Pashas. That's what Dal Pashas do. I always mention over here, I'm not going to go into the details of it right now. But the Vilna Gaon says that the Arav Pashas are connected the four times that we mentioned in the beginning in Shachas, the Chaps. And the Aruch HaShem L'Kirin HaBoy L'Mazeh Ve'ein Zos Cholo Yom HaBo Ebes Bildi Cholo Moise HaMashiach Ve'ein Dome L'Cho Mashiach Tchias HaMesim. Then you have the Moshe Mashiach and Chesed Mesi. That's the four times we mentioned. The fourth parsha, Parsha Chodesh, corresponds to what? Chesed Mesi. Because the whole process of Chodesh Adar is to take Lahash V'Lahag L'Habit and get your rebirth. Every time you come to the rebirth is new. But here it's even more essential because it's the depth of what it is. You want to be rebirth? You want to be reborn? You want to reach that rebirth? You have to do that for Nafaych. You have to go through the process. So the process of Chodesh Adar leads to what? What's the tachlis? Where are we getting to? Getting to? Chesed Mesi. That's the last and final portion of Chesed Mesi. Because Chesed Mesi means what? Renewal. Somebody died, is renewed. That's exactly what Parshas Chodesh is all about. HaChodesh is Lechem HaShchadoshim. You count to the Levona. Things are being renewed. Things are gone, come back. There's a process beginning to get the Pachas. It's not just going back and again and again and again. And there's no newty. There's no renewal. Chias HaBeisi means that a person starts, even though there's a death, he'll be renewed. There is a process of renewal. And the whole tachas of Chodesh Adar is to get there. That's what Rashi says. That you have to read Chesed Mesi. You have to read Paradum before you get to Chesed Mesi. Because Tairos HaShem Yisrael. And we just add to that. The whole idea of Paradum is to overcome the tomb of death. To purify the Misa. When I want to come and make my Misa better, I need Tairos HaShem Paradum. You want to reach the tachlis of Chodesh Adar? You need to go through the process, through all the stages of the process before that. Parshas Chodesh is the result. That's what we're leading to. We want to get to Achodesh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim, Mitzvah Yisrael Yisrael Yisrael, the turning around the tide, coming back to renewal. Before they have to do the whole process, including that is the power of Am Yisrael that allows you to have Tahara Mirayim that overcomes death, which is Paradum. Says Rashi, Paradum in the order of sequence of events, Paradum comes second. It's true. But we're not doing the sequence of things that happened in the past. We're right now trying to reach Achodesh Zalachim Rosh Chodesh, and we knew him. So I need to do all the process before. I need to be in Tash Yisrael before. Achodesh Zalachim belongs to Adar because that's the process of Adar. If Adar would be in the middle of the summer, you'd also read Achodesh Zalachim Rosh Chodesh. Because Achodesh Zalachim Rosh Chodesh was not because Achodesh Nisan is coming next. Even though it seems very much so, now this year, we read Parsha Chodesh in Chodesh Nisan. That's not what we're doing. You're reading Parsha Chodesh because that's what Chodesh Adar leads to. That's why we asked, You mean Parash Chodesh? Parash Chodesh. Why? Because it's supposed to be on Pesach. Getting ready for Nisan. When do we read anything before it comes? The answer is I'm not reading because of Nisan. Not reading because I'm getting to the to Pesach. I'm reading because that's the tachlis of the month of Adar. Adar is concluding. Adar is the tachlis of Adar. Is to reach what? To reach the goal of Tchias Vesi. Reach the goal of renewal. We're going through Adar to turn around the tide. Turn around the Hashvadalik will happen and come and reach Tchias Vesi. That's what we're trying to do. That's a turnaround. That's what we achieve. As Mimele comes out, Parshas Chodesh is a Chodesh Adarik process. It's the result of Chodesh Adar. It's not a Chodesh Nisan in preparation. It can be done in all the year. It's the end of the result of the Avodah of Chodesh Adar. That's what it is. We get the week before, maybe just expand upon the last point. To get to real Tchias HaVeis, you have to go through Paradum. Because Paradum overcomes death. Person dies, brings tumor to the world. Tumor is Lashon Stima. Is you don't have the Gilo Kishbo. How do you overcome it? You do a Tahara. So in a sense, you're now overcoming only the tumor mace. You're overcoming Misa, the results of death. How do you overcome death? You have to get something from above. Shlomo HaMelech, his whole life, was yearning and waiting for, I wish I could know the time for Paradum. Shlomo is the serious lemoshe. Why don't know Paradum? Because Paradum gives us ability to have Tchias HaMeis. So it comes right before Chodesh. Yerushalayim tells you it has to be connected to each other. Can I have a separation? After the third comes the fourth. The last stage before you get to the actual Tchias HaMeis is having Paradum. And with this, I want to tie up to what we just went through. We just went through last week, the Shiva of Agoyin, Agodol, Saratoyro, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, itself. The Gemara in Moed Kodan tells us, to why right after Paradumo, it says the Misa of Miriam, to teach you that Shkulam Misa Tzadikim, like Kaparo, like Paradumo. Meaning the same koyach paraduma to overcome death is the mitzvah of tzaddik. And the depth of that is what? That a tzaddik, don't tzaddik be misosim yisrim chay. When they die, they're much greater. You know, even Chaim was so huge in his life. When he was nifter, he became much bigger. He expanded beyond the boundaries of death. Beyond it. Now he's beyond it. So that is a koyach which overcomes death. A tzaddik who died, he really is not died, dead. He's out there, he's more alive. So yeah, tzaddik has in him the courage to overcome death. So the whole process of Chodesh Adar is to reach Tchias HaMeis. Paradumo brings it. Means that tzaddikim brings it too. The power beyond this. A means of a tzaddik is just a it's this Adrab, it brings the Gilu of the Tzaddik. So in a sense, the Misa of Tzaddikim brings the Kapora, Paradumo, in a similar fashion. So as we're going through to reach the Tachlis of Tchias HaMeis, of being renewed, we hope that the Misa of Tzaddikim that we had will be a time of Shemayim to really do that. And not only to do the renewal that we had so many years in the past, but to have the ultimate renewal. The renewal of the Chadesh Shemeinu Kikedem, the Chiddush, the ultimate Chiddush that will come, the Mashiach Tzikeinu, Kimher B'Yameinu, Amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.